Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, October 12th. Highway 6 and 10 south of Rockford has reopened after a collision involving a pedestrian this morning. Emergency services responded to the incident just before 7 a.m. Police have released minimal details but say a pedestrian was transported to a local hospital, then airlifted to another hospital. They say more updates will be provided as they become available. Local police services, including Saugeen Shores, West Grey, and Owen Sound Police, have all offered their condolences, and Hanover Police have lowered their Canadian flag to mourn the deaths of two South Simcoe police officers who were shot last night while responding to a disturbance call in Innisfil. One officer died yesterday. The other was taken to hospital in critical condition and passed away today. The suspect in the Innisfil shooting, who is reported to have been a 23-year-old man, died at the scene. The two officers have been identified as 33-year-old Constable Devin Northrup and 54-year-old Constable Morgan Russell. Saugeen Shores Council has approved conceptual plans for an aquatic and wellness center, as well as phase two of the Lamont Sports Park in Port Elgin. The Aquatic and Wellness Center will be located on the east side of the Plex along Wellington Street. Conceptual plans include an 8-lane pool, a gym, and a walking track in the 54,000-square-foot facility. It's projected to cost around $34 million. Council has directed staff to return on December 12th with a more detailed design and project budget. Council also approved a conceptual plan design for Phase 2 of the Lamont Sports Park. It includes two youth baseball fields, an accessible playground, a 200-seat pavilion, batting cages, and a storage building. Construction on the Lamont Sports Park Phase 2 is expected to start in the spring. Phase 1 of the park officially opens in May. Construction on the Aquatic Center is projected to start in summer of 2023 and open in 2025. Federal Conservative Party leader Pierre Poilievre has announced his shadow cabinet. Of note, Huron Bruce MP Ben Lobb is shadow minister for digital government. He is not new to the job. Former leader Aaron O'Toole put him in the role last November. Also of note, John Barlow is ag critic. Michael Chong is foreign affairs critic. Stephen Ellis is health critic. James Bazan is defense critic. And Raquel Dancho is public safety critic. The annual Owen Sound and District Chamber of Commerce Business Excellence Awards are set for Thursday, October 20th at the Best Western Inn on the Bay. The evening, which will have a Mardi Gras theme, will include dinner, socializing, a big band, and the business award winners in 13 different categories. Tiffany James, the social media and events coordinator for the chamber, says there's a new award category for agriculture.
First time we've ever had agriculture as a category, so we're very excited about that. Local farmers and farms have been nominated, as well as local farming businesses.
For more on the Business Excellence Awards, visit oschamber.com. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 10 points to 18,206. The Dow Jones is down 28 points. Our dollar is trading at 72.35 U.S. cents, down 13 one-hundredths of a cent, and the price of oil is $87.05, down $2.30 a barrel. In sports, in the OHL, the Owen Sound Attack are at Sarnia to meet the Sting. Game time is 7:05. The Toronto Maple Leafs play their NHL season opener at Montreal tonight against the Canadiens. That's one of six NHL games tonight. In Major League Ball, the National League Division Series resumed today. The Philadelphia Phillies play the Atlanta Braves. The Phillies lead the best of five series, one game to none. Later tonight, the San Diego Padres visit the LA Dodgers. The Dodgers lead that series 1-0. Eight NBA preseason games tonight. The Toronto Raptors play their final exhibition game on Friday when they meet the Boston Celtics in Montreal. And lots of high school sports. For all the Blue Water matchups today, check the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca.